Welcome, everyone. Another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. And we're glad to be along with you, Mike and Kim Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska. Kim, do you have something picked out to share with us today?
I do. I have something from Ann Landers. For those who remember Ann Landers, and for those who don't, it's still by Ann Landers.
It's still going to be by Ann Landers.
That's right. Did you know that the ranchers who were up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News? You know, it's not for everyone. But for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it is their go-to. Covering all corners of agriculture, from grains to gears, it's what rural ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com.
Did you know that there are like 10 different canoe and river outfitters on the Niobrara River? And you can find out more by going to visitvalentine.org and find out how you can book a all-inclusive trip down the Niobrara River, camping if you want it. So check it out, visitvalentine.org. That is one of the hidden gems of the Sandhills. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check things out. And what did Ann Landers have to say?
Well, first we have to start with a letter to Ann Landers. You published a letter on Mother's Day a few years back. It made such an impression on me that I had three copies made, one for my wallet, one for a drawer at home, and one for my office. I wanted to look at it often, and I do. That column woke me up and changed my life. From Color Me Grateful. Dear Ann Landers, yesterday was the saddest day of my life. I buried my mother. As I looked at her lovely, kind face, I knew it would be the very last time. Many thoughts crossed my mind. I recalled the dozens of times I meant to give her a phone call and ask if there was something she needed. I seldom got around to it. I remember the evenings when our sitter canceled at the last minute and we had theater tickets or a big party we had to attend. So we drafted Mom. She never once said she had other plans, although I am sure she must have had on at least one or two occasions, but we never knew about it. I promised myself that one day we would buy the extra ticket when something special came along and take Mom as a treat, but we never did. I remembered the day I ran into Mom at the bakery. Her winter coat looked a little bit shabby. I thought, gee, I should take Mom downtown and buy her a new coat. I can afford it. And she would never ask. But I was too busy. I recalled her last birthday. We sent a beautiful white azalea plant with a note saying, "Sorry we couldn't get over to see you today, but we send all our love." The East-West football game was on TV that afternoon, and the boss was giving a party that night. I recalled the last time I saw Mom alive. It was at the wedding of a cousin. She looked so tired and suddenly very old. I said to myself, I should send Mom to Florida to visit her brother and get a little sun. She doesn't look well, but I never got around to buying the ticket. Too busy. If only I could turn the pages of the calendar back, and I would buy that winter coat, and one for spring, too. I would take her to the theater and spend every birthday with her. I'd send her to Florida or any place she wanted to go, but it is too late, and I am sick at heart because of all the lost opportunities. Please print this letter. Maybe if I had seen one like it, I could have done things differently. Signed, a grieving son. One of the ironies of life is that we get the grade first and the lesson later. Thank you for writing.
Here's some things that were submitted to The Good Stuff about growing older. Eventually, you will reach a point when you stop lying about your age and start bragging about it. And the older we get, the fewer things seem worth waiting in line for. Some people try to turn back their odometers. Not me. I want people to know why I look this way. I've traveled a long way. Some of the roads weren't even paved. And when you're dissatisfied and you're getting older and you'd like to go back to your youth, think of algebra. That'll scare you.
Very good. Very good. What do you get if a cow is in an earthquake?
Shaken milk. Let's see. Milkshake. Yes. Milkshake. Okay.
Good. Very good. What is a race car driver's favorite food?
Something from fast food.
Fast food.
All right. Fast food.
Did you cheat? Have you been looking
at my
jokes?
You got to slow down to less than 200 miles an hour to go through the drive-thru at McDonald's,
true.
Though.
That's
if you
true.
Have something to share on The Good Stuff, you know how to do it. Send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com and keep listening to The Good Stuff.